This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston continues to receive national attention for comments he made about deportations last week. During an interview with Denverite, Johnston seems to indicate he'd use the city's law enforcement to resist mass deportation efforts by the upcoming Trump administration.
I think actually this would summon such a moment of iconic civil disobedience. Like, I think more than us having the DPD, you know, stationed at the county line to keep them out, you would have 50,000 Denverites there. It's like the Tiananmen Square moment.
The comment has made the rounds in conservative media outlets. On Sunday, Republican Senator Rand Paul said that kind of resistance could get Johnston removed from office. The mayor has since walked back the comments. Two people have died after a plane crashed near Storm Mountain, just south of Fort Collins over the weekend. The Civil Air Patrol plane was conducting an aerial photography training exercise before it went down. The Civil Air Patrol is a volunteer-based organization that assists the federal government with disaster relief. Both the pilot and photographer were killed in the crash. The co-pilot was the only survivor and was taken to a nearby hospital with severe injuries. And a big winter storm is moving into the state tonight and could stick around until Thanksgiving Day holiday. The heaviest snow is expected tomorrow and overnight into Wednesday. The National Weather Service says parts of the high country could get nearly 2 feet of snow. That could lead to road closures and major travel disruptions. Lower elevations might get a little snow and rain in some areas, but that rain will most likely freeze. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.